This is the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Thank you for listening. Today's solution, there is a limit to how much you can put on a calendar.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
There is a limit to how much you can put on a calendar. This isn't the same for a list. Last week's post was about using lists and calendars for making plans. We talked about how your planning is up to you, but if you do nothing, nothing will get done. You can have the best laid plans, but life happens. You can choose to do no planning and just take things as they come. This haphazard process gives control of your life to others. Or you can plan with so much detail that when things do happen that aren't part of your plans, everything falls apart. Flexible rigidity is where planning and change can work together. Calendars and lists are two separate things with two separate purposes. A list is a place to keep track of things so you don't forget about them. It's a good place to prioritize tasks. Lists can be on paper or on the computer. I prefer lists on my computer. I find it easier to modify than paper. Not to mention that I always have my tablet and phone close by. Using OneNote for lists allows me to easily move things up or down in importance as situations change. I can also check things off when they're done. I break big goals down into smaller goals, first next step things. Then I move the small first next step things to this week's list, and then from that list to today's list. After doing this from a variety of different lists, I now have a list of things that I want to do today to stay on track. Okay, now we have a list of things to do. If time wasn't a factor, we could just start going down the list in order. But time is limited. This is where the calendar and a clock come into play. Like lists, I can choose what I put on my calendar and when I schedule it. The difference is the limited time. I can't be in two places doing two different things at the same time. A lot of people view a calendar the same way they view a budget. It's restrictive and restraining. I, on the other hand, see both as freeing. The same way a budget gives you control over your money, a calendar gives you control over your time. There is a limited amount of time, and you need to spend it wisely. If you take care of the minutes, the hours will take care of themselves. It is a choice. My calendar is on my computer for the same reasons that my lists are. It makes it easy to move things around, and I always have it close by. A good example of the ease and simplicity of rescheduling something on my computer calendar happened this morning. I had a meeting scheduled with a concrete contractor this morning at 11. The job site was 30 minutes away, so I had a travel time scheduled at 10:30. I expected the meeting to take 30 minutes, so I scheduled the travel time back to the office at 11. I got a text from the contractor at 9:40 a.m. He was waiting on concrete to be delivered on the project he was working on. He needed to move our meeting to tomorrow at 10 a.m. With three simple drags and drops, the travel and meeting were rescheduled. I know that this can be done with an eraser and a pencil on a paper calendar, but it's not as simple. One thing I like most about a computer calendar over a paper one is the audible reminders. Granted, sometimes these can be a pest, but isn't that the point? If we don't want to be bothered, why even put it on a calendar or a list in the first place? Ultimately, all of this is choice. You have the power to control your own life. Lists and calendars are two different things that can work together. You can put as many things as you want on a list. This isn't the same for a calendar. You just need to figure out what works for you and do it. This comes down to being intentional and taking action. It isn't going to be perfect, but if you keep working on it, it will get better. If you are feeling lost with your lists and calendar and would like to talk more about how I do it, you can schedule a consulting call by clicking the link below.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.